Much of this week's parsha is devoted to the makkah HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought on the Mitzri. The final makkah in the parsha is the makkah of Barav. The pasuk says, "Vayhi Barav ve'esh mislakachas besocha Barav," that the makkah of Barav wasn't just hail coming down, but it was Barav ve'esh. There was a mixture of hail and fire. Rashi comments that it was a neis besoch neis. Not only was it a neis that the Barav came down, and fire came down from the heavens too. But the Esh and the Barad were misarvin, me'uravin, zebozeh. They were mixed together. Fire and water, they don't mix. But here they mix together. Has Rashi, v'lasus ritzon konam asu shalom b'neim. To do Ratzon Hashem, to bring the smack on the Mitzrim, the Barad and the Esh made shalom b'neim. They made peace between the two of them, between each other. What does this mean? Sounds like the Barad and the Esh were b'machlokes. They were standing, they were mutl b'machlokes, they were having a conflict, they were having a dispute. But in the Makkah of Barad, they made shalom b'neim. We don't really find that the Barad and the Esh before the Makkah of Barad were in conflict. Water is found in oceans and in rivers and in hail and in rain. And the fire is not bothering it. It's not disturbing it. And fire is found in ovens and in lights, neros. It's found in different places, and water is not extinguishing the fire. So the Barad and the Esh were living in peace, but even beforehand there was no machlokas. So what does Rashi mean? What do Chazal mean when they say that Lasus Ritzon Konam, to do the Ratzon Hashem, the Esh and the Barad made shalom b'neim? The Sefer Dovra Tov on Chumash has a very beautiful pshat. He suggests that we generally think that shalom, that peace, is just a lack of conflict, a lack of disagreement. But the fact is that shalom is really something positive. It's a positive midah. The Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis says that kol adam she'ein lo isha shari b'lo simcha b'lo bracha b'lo tova. Someone who isn't married is missing something. He's missing simcha, a measure of happiness. He's missing bracha. He's missing goodness in life, tova. And then the Gemara quotes Rava Bar Ula, who says that kol adam she'ein lo isha shari b'lo shalom. He's missing shalom. He's missing peace. What does that mean? At first glance, you think for nafachu, that someone who isn't married is more b'shalom. There aren't two opinions in his home. There's no potential for conflict if the person isn't married. Once he gets married, so then there could be two opinions, two approaches, two points of view. There's more of a potential for conflict once the person is married. So why does Rava Bar Ula say that someone who's married achieves shalom? The answer is that shalom is not just a lack of conflict. Shalom is possible only when you have two opposite forces. You have two people with different views, different opinions, different approaches, different interests, but they live in peace and harmony together. They join together and they choose to live in peace and harmony. They make peace. They make shalom. They live with the midah of shalom. That's what shalom's about. Shalom is taking two things that are opposite. You know, men are from Mars, women are from Venus. I don't know if that's true, but they're different, obviously. Right? They're different. They could have similar interests and similar personalities, but men and women are different. Their natures are different. Their approaches to life are different. When they're able to join in marriage, b'shalom, when they're able to join in peace and harmony and merge together, they create shalom. Shalom is a bria. It's not just a lack of conflict, a lack of discord. It's really a bria. It's a positive meter. The pasuk says, "Yotzer or uvari choshech, osa shalom." Choshech is not just the absence of light. It's borei choshech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates darkness. Darkness is a creation, and osa shalom. Shalom is a creation as well. It's an asiyah. It's a bria. It's not just the absence of machlokes, but it's really a positive meter. That's what Chazal mean when they say that the Barad and the Esh made shalom b'neim. Lasas v'san konam, they made shalom b'neim. You can't talk about shalom between the Barad and the Esh until they were misarev together. When they're apart from each other, so that's a lack of conflict, there's a lack of machlokas, but that's not shalom. Shalom means when the Esh and the Barad come together, they're living in the same space, and nevertheless, they live in peace and harmony together. That's shalom. That's what shalom is all about. That's what Chazal mean. Lasus ritzon konam, they made shalom b'neim. The Gemara in Brachos says on Daf Samach Daled that someone who's nifta mechaveiro, someone who leaves a friend, al yoma lo lech b'shalom el lech l'shalom. And someone who says goodbye, takes leave of a friend, he's hoping to see him later. You shouldn't say lech b'shalom, go in peace, but lech l'shalom. Why? What's the difference between lech l'shalom and lech b'shalom? Sefer Dover Tov explains that it's exactly this point. As long as a person is still living, and he can work towards shalom, he can make peace, even with someone who's different, who has a different view, he can work on himself to have the nida of shalom. So we say, lech l'shalom. Go towards the nida of shalom. Work on yourself to be able to live in peace and harmony with other people around you. But someone who leaves this world can no longer make shalom. He can't work on himself. He can't do anything. So to him we say, lech b'shalom. You've achieved the measure of shalom in your lifetime. You've achieved the mida of shalom in whatever way. Go with that mida that you've achieved. There's nothing more that you can do. Lech b'shalom. But someone who's still living, who can work on himself, work on this mida of shalom, this critical mida of shalom, we say, lech l'shalom. Shalom is a constant battle of natural forces that lead us toward machlokas, toward discord, toward disagreement. And every person has to work toward peace. Every person has to put in the effort to achieve the midah of shalom. What can I say? Shalom is one of the most important midahs. It's the last bracha of Shemona Esrei, Sim Shalom Tovo Vracha. It's the last mishnah in Shas Mishnayis, Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta, Omer, L'motza Kadosh Baruch Hu Kli Machzik Bracha LiYisrael Ela HaShalom. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't find a kli that can hold bracha more than shalom. Shalom is the key to everything. But it's not easy. It's not easy to make shalom. We say also shalom b'mramo v'yasa shalom aleinu v'al kol Yisrael. We say, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us because we need siyata d'shmaya. You can't do it yourself. Shalom, human beings can't make shalom themselves. You need siyata d'shmaya. But you can't wait for the siyata d'shmaya either. You can't just let it happen by itself. You have to be willing to invest effort, to work hard to achieve shalom. Takes effort. But we need siyata d'shmaya as well. If we try to make it happen, we put in our effort, we try to live in peace, we try to live b'shalom with each other, then hopefully HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us the siyata d'shmaya to really achieve this midah of shalom. He'll shower us with all of his bracha, and especially the ultimate bracha, v'fros aleinu sukkah shlomecha with the binyan v'yashlishi v'mheira v'yameinu.